buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
You know, people are unique and they will always differ in skills. And that's why Colin discusses the wrong expectations of people and sellers that they should be good in all selling channels. But you know, you don't really need that. You just have to hire someone who's as good as you on one channel. And you can get a better understanding on seller skill sets by tuning in to the latest episode of Sales Transformation.
If you're a founder, and depending on, you know, where you're at in your business, and maybe you're making your first sales hire, I mean, hiring somebody could be mean, you know, taking a little money out of your own pocket temporarily till they start to produce.
Yeah.
So spending money on, you know, tech stack that they maybe won't use.
Right.
And for instance, like, you know, all sellers are not equal, right? One seller might book a ton of meetings and build a ton of pipeline through sending personalized videos. And right. So for them, Loom Premium or, you know, upgraded Vidyard or BombBomb or whatever
right.
is important, where, you know, somebody else is just a phone warrior. And it's mm-hmm. like, I need seamless and I need cell phones and I'm just going to pound the phones. I don't care about videos, you know?
Right.
I think it's a misconception that a lot of people expect sellers like to be great on all channels, you know, like you gotta be good on. Yeah, you got to be good on social, you got to be good on email and be creative and write good copy and be good on the phone and manage your pipeline and your time and close deals. You know, it's a lot. Typically, I see, you know, sellers are much stronger on one channel in most cases.
Right.
Yeah, I would agree. The one thing I would say is if you are doing the founder-led sales and you're moving into your first hire, try to get somebody that can emulate what you do well, right? So if you do video well, find somebody who does video well for your first person while you're building the foundation and baseline. Because the more you diverge from who you are and what you know works, the harder it will be to actually get sales and get things moving forward. You know, the other misconception is that it's going to happen in a month, or they're going to start paying for themselves in a month or 2 months. Sometimes it's 6 to 9 months before you see somebody actually catching on, doing the deal, moving forward, and the rest of that. I used to tell my entire team at one of the SaaS companies, when an operational team would change something, I'm like, you need to understand this. If you change one thing, it's going to be 2 weeks before my sales team is firing on all cylinders and back in mode and understands that instead of 9 attempts, we do 14 attempts or whatever else it is. So they have to change their mojo. So they have to have realistic expectations of people too.
Yeah. In startups, it can be your superpower or your Achilles heel, right? Being able to change and make changes fast. Yeah. You know, something happens once and you're like, oh, we got to change everything. Yeah. So wait, hit the brakes there for a second. Let's see if we see some patterns. Let's see if that, you know, consistently isn't working, or that, you know, new messaging is consistently working before we, you know, roll it out and adopt it for everybody. Right. Yeah. And that's the other thing. I think if we go back to, we're talking about, okay, founder, who's, you know, committed to hiring their next, you know, their first salesperson. You know, and Joe, you talked about, you know, having your sales operating system. Like, I think the hard part for a lot of founders is, like, especially if they're really early stage, which if they're hiring their first salesperson, I'm imagine they are, that they haven't really quite figured everything out yet. Right.
Right.
And so, you know, they're kind of like, oh, you know, what do I document? Right. Cause I don't fully know what works yet.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show,
drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow as we are here for you every day, weekends included, to help you transform the way you sell.